Yeah, you won't have any doubt about it. But anyway, thank you for checking in. It's nice that you could go through medical school listening to me. You know, those are some of the more rewarding calls for a boss jock, Diddy Bop and Daddy. The people that have grown up, gone through their formative years, and listened to my big behind. Oh, God, yes. I don't remember growing older. When did they? And you know what I'm learning from this job? When I do have, I don't have a kid right yet. My funny little honey and I were too busy having fun, tripping the light fantastic, dancing the gay tarantella, drinking champagne, and living for the moment. But when the day comes, I think I've learned one thing. I'm ready to handle it. Kind of hoping for a boy, I guess. A fellow methane producer like old Pop. But, you know, if I get a little girl, knowing how men are, knowing how women are, I think I got it down. Because let's face it, we all grew up randy teens. We know full well how the dating world goes. And a lot of times, a little girl, in her impressionable years, can be taken by the wrong guy. And, you know, be my little girl. Daddy's little princess. Daddy's little mini munchkin. Daddy's little love muffin. I don't want some man smearing and speckling, holding and chafing her delicate skin with a stubbly beard. So I'll have it all planned out. But my little honey, I'm trying to think what I would, if I had a daughter, I think I'd name her Your Highness. That way I could bust chops in school, because the teachers would always have to call her that, right? If that was her name. She can I go to the bathroom? Yes, Your Highness. Can I have another milk and cookie? Yes, Your Highness. Do you do your homework, Your Highness? You know, it'd be nice. So when she's ready to go on her first date, I will insist that I meet the boy. That I meet the little puke that's going to take my pride and joy out. But he won't realize that besides the little Ovaltine we give him, besides that little tray of sweets, I'll have a chainsaw behind the couch. So, when my little daughter says, Daddy, I'd like you to meet my date for tonight. His name's Jason McKendry. Oh, Jason. Very popular name nowadays. Come on in, son. Come on in. Tell you what, sweetheart, why don't you run upstairs and get yourself ready, and Jason and I will have that man-to-man talk, okay? You look beautiful, sweetheart. Come on in, Jason. Sit down there. Yeah, that's all right. Right there in the straddle lounge. You can sit in my chair. And then I'll look to make sure my little daughter's up in her room. And I'll reach behind the couch and I'll grab that chainsaw.
Let me tell you something, Jason. We only have a second here. As I stick the whirring blade under his throat, little bits of oil splattering his face, you touch my daughter, you dead meat. A limited time. I'll start with your feet and work my way up. You even touch her. You even touch her. You love me.
Oh, hi, sweet. What is it, sweetheart? Right, no, Jason and I just talked. Right. Yeah, I think you should wear the blue dress, right? It's beautiful. Okay. Yeah, come down when you're ready, okay?
All right, man. Let me tell you something. See this saw here, buddy? You see this saw? I want her back at 9:30. Not 9:31, not 9:30 and a half. I want her back at 9:30. Because if she's not in here at 9:30, or if she comes in and her lipstick is smeared, or she looks like her bra's been undone,
I'll kill you! You little creep! I hate your guts! I am psycho! I am death! I am your worst nightmare! You so much as look at my daughter, buddy! The wind from the whirring blade!
Just remember that, boy. You just remember it.
Oh, sweetheart.
Yeah. Jason and I are just getting to know each other a little bit better, right, son?
She's like, Jason, you look pale. What's the matter?
He'd be like, oh, no, nothing. That's right. Nothing's the matter. Nor will it ever be. Will it, Jason? My little girl will be like, well,
come on, honey. Let's go have dinner.
Jason will be looking at his watch.
Yeah, we better go. It'll be 9:30 before you know it.
My daughter'll be like, 9:30?
Oh, yeah, 9:30 is a good time. I was talking to your dad about it. I think 9:30 is going to be a wonderful time.
And so, they'll proceed off to their little dinner.
She'd be like, Jason, I don't understand why your hands are trembling like that. My father's really a very nice man.
something you're not telling me, Jason? Oh, give me like... No, but hurry up. Eat your food. It's 8:15 already. Hurry. Eat.
You're like, Jason, why are you rushing me?
Jason, you know, I'm not having a very good time with you looking at your watch. Try to enjoy this meal.
Can you make it?
And so Jason will have a lousy time, just pick at his food. My daughter will wonder what went wrong with that gregarious lad. Just then a waiter will come over. Is your name Jason McKendry? And the young boy will say, yeah. Telephone call. And the kid will go to the phone and wonder, like, geez, who could be calling me here at the restaurant? He'll pick up the phone and say, hi, this is Jason McKendry. And he'll hear,
don't forget, Jason! Don't forget! 9:30! Mean 9:30!
The Grease Man Show.